Chapter 18. Aboard Fireborn, Hut Space.
From the outside, Grunel Oven reflected. CC 7700 frigates were impressive things. Roughly triangular, evoking the decades-old dread of Star Destroyers, but more rakishly arrowhead-shaped. They were fierce of appearance. It was a bit of an illusion. Lightly armed and armored, equipped with a gravity well generator, the frigate's main role was one of support, such as by positioning itself along a specific hyperspace route at a specific time and dragging a specific target out of hyperspace for capture. But lack of firepower did not spoil its good looks. The running lights of this particular frigate, an aging ship of the Galactic Alliance Navy, gleamed against the darkness of deep space and outshone visible stars. And its turbolasers flashed brilliantly as it fired warning shots, such as it had when compelling Grunel's transport to heave to and prepare to be boarded. From the inside, especially within the brig, the ship wasn't so impressive. Floors and other surfaces were not maintained at the level of sanitary cleanliness preferred by the GA's more hard-nosed naval officers. Crew uniforms were not pressed to stiff, crisp lines. Grunel had seen salutes thrown that would cause him to visit dire punishments on his own subordinates had they been offered to him. When one was a leader of a desperate drive to free a slave culture, one had to be disciplined, hard, and merciless. Grunel was all three, and he was encouraged that the GA forces he faced were not as resolute as his own people. He was going to prison, but the movement would live on, perhaps led by his own brother. It would continue to swell, would achieve victory without him. A larger-than-average Klaatuinian, with the olive-green skin, heavy musculature, and severe, even brutish facial features common to his kind, Grunel knew he'd be a striking image on Holonews during his trial. Perhaps this would not be the best way for him to serve, but it would still be a service. The door into his small, gray, solitary confinement cell slid up. He looked over from his bunk. A fallen male, lean and vigorous in a naval captain's uniform, stepped in. Behind him, a trio of guards waited. They disappeared from his view as the door slid into place again. Grunel returned his attention to the ceiling.
You are my advocate?
No, I am Captain Hunor. I'm here to discuss options with you.
The fallen sat in the cell's single chair, a spindly-looking thing of durasteel tubing.
I'll take the option where I go free and destroy your precious navy.
Not available, sadly.
Grunel managed a weary smile. He knew it looked bestial to the humans and near-humans. The Klaatuinian facial muzzle, not dissimilar to that of battle dogs but shorter, was intimidating to the more numerous small-chinned races.
I'm certain you are sad.
I am. Caught between my duty to the Navy and my duty to sapient species everywhere. And increasingly, I choose to do my duty to the latter.
Curious, Grunel looked at him again.
And how do you intend to do your duty this time?
By killing you, with your cooperation, and making your death mean something.